Sennacherib dies in 669 BC, and Ashurbanipal becomes the king of Assyria. His reign is fairly peaceful and, for the most part, undocumented. Ashurbanipal dies in 627 BC, and three men struggle for the kingdom. Little is known about this time in Assyria's history. Sinshar Iskhan rules Nineveh starting in 627 BC, but the two others are claiming the kingship and ruling from the other areas at the same time. In 626 BC, General Nabopolassar seizes the throne of the Babylonian area of Syria and declares the country independent of Assyria. The Babylonian Empire is established. The Lord sends young Jeremiah throughout the entire southern kingdom with message after message, but the kingdom rejects every one of those messages. So God says, if a husband divorces his wife and she goes from him and belongs to another man, will the first husband still return to her? Then he asks, will not the land be completely polluted? But you are a harlot with many lovers, yet you turn to me, declares the Lord. Have you seen what faithless Israel did? She went up on every high hill and under every green tree, and she was a harlot there. I thought, after she has done all these things, she will return to me, but she did not return. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it all. Yet in spite of all that her treacherous sister Judah saw, she did not return to me with all her heart. But Judah returned in deception. The Lord sends Jeremiah out again with this message. If you will return, O Israel, then you shall return to me. And if you will put away your detested things from my presence and will not waver, and you will swear as the Lord lives in truth, in justice, and in righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him they will glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among the thorns. Declare out in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land and cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Lift up a standard towards Zion. Seek refuge. Do not stand still, for I am bringing evil from the north and a great destruction. For this, put on sackcloth, lament, and wail. For the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. It shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the princesses will fail. And the priest will be appalled, and the prophets will be astounded. Wash your heart from evil, O Jerusalem, that you may be saved. How long will your wicked thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declared from Dan and proclaims wickedness from Mount Ephraim. Report it to the nations now. Proclaim over Jerusalem. Besiegers come from a far country, and lift their voices against the cities of Judah. Distress on distress is proclaimed, for the whole land is devastated. They are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know. And although you dress in scarlet, and although you decorate yourself with ornaments of gold, and although you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you make yourself beautiful. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. The Lord tells Jeremiah to roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and to look and to take note. And he asked him to seek in her open squares if he can find just one man, if there is one who does justice, who seeks truth. Then the Lord will pardon her, the city of Jerusalem. But he tells Jeremiah that they have made their faces harder than rock, and they have refused to repent. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with the Lord. They have lied about the Lord, and they have said, not he. Misfortune will not come on us, and we will not see the sword or famine. The prophets are as the wind, and the word is not in them. Thus it will be done in them, Now hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble in my presence? For I have placed the sands as a boundary for the sea, an eternal decree, so it cannot cross over it. Though the waves toss, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot cross over it. But this people has a stubborn and rebellious heart, and they have turned aside and departed. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority, and my people love it so. But what will you do at the end of it? The Lord tells Jeremiah to deliver this message to the people. Flee for safety, O sons of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Now blow a trumpet in Tekoa and raise a banner over Beth Hakerem. For evil looks down from the north and a great destruction. The comely and the dainty one, the daughter of Zion, I will cut off. Shepherds and their flocks will come to her, and they will pitch tents around her. They will pasture each in his own place. Prepare for war against her. Arise, and let us attack at noon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down her trees, and cast up a siege against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished, in whose midst there is only oppression. For suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. All of the people are stubbornly rebellious, going about as talebearers. They are bronze and iron. They, all of them, are corrupt. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire, and in vain the refining goes on, but the wicked are not separated. They call them rejected silver, but the Lord has rejected them. The Lord tells Jeremiah, stand in the gate of the Lord's house, Jeremiah, and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter by these gates to worship the Lord. Tell them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words, saying, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly practice justice between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the alien, if you do not oppress the orphan or the widow, and you do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your own ruin, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave your forefathers forever and forever. Behold, you are trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, declares the Lord. But go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. Therefore I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to the place which I gave you and your fathers, as I did Shiloh. The Lord goes on to tell Jeremiah that when he destroys Jerusalem like he did Shiloh, they will bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of its princesses, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem from their graves. And they will spread them out in the sun, and in front of the moon, and to all the host of heaven, which they have loved, and which they have served, and which they have gone after, and which they have sought, and which they have worshipped. They will not be gathered or buried. They will be as dung on the face of the ground. And death will be chosen rather than life by all the remnant that remains of this evil family, that remains in all the places to which I have driven them out. Why then has this people Jerusalem turned away in continual apostasy? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened and I have heard, and they have spoken what is not right. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course like a horse charging into the battle. From Dan is heard the snorting of his horses. At the sound of the neighing of his stallions, the whole land quakes. For they come and they devour the land in its fullness, the city and its inhabitants. For behold, I am sending serpents against you, adders for which there is no charm, and they will bite you, declares the Lord. Why have you provoked me with their graven images, with foreign idols? Harvest is past, summer is ended, and we are not saved. Is there no balm in Gilead for you? Is there no physician there? Why then has not the health of the daughters of my people been restored? For all of Judah are adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. They bend their tongue like their bows. Lies and not truth prevail in the land. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me. Let everyone be on guard against his neighbor, and do not trust any brother, because every brother deals craftily, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceit. With his mouth one speaks peace to his neighbor, but inwardly he sets an ambush for him. Shall I not punish them for these things, a nation such as this? Shall I not avenge myself? Behold, the days are coming that I will punish all who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised, Egypt and Judah and Edom and the sons of Ammon and the Moab and all those inhabiting the desert who clip the hair on their temples. For all the nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised of heart. Do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. For the customs of the peoples are delusion, because it is wood cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman with a cutting tool. They decorate it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers so that it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber field are they, and they cannot speak. They must be carried. They cannot walk. They do not fear them, for they cannot do harm, nor can they do any good. But they are altogether stupid and foolish in their discipline of delusion, their idol of wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of a craftsman and of the hands of a goldsmith. Violet and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skilled men, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure his indignation. The gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. The Lord tells young Jeremiah to say to them, hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, cursed is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant which I have commanded your forefathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, listen to my voice and do according to all which I command you, so you shall be my people and I will be your God, in order to confirm the oath which I swore to your forefathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. They will not listen to you, Jeremiah. Behold, I am bringing disaster on them, which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry to me, I will not listen to them. Therefore, do not pray for this people, Jeremiah, nor lift up a cry of prayer for them, for I will not listen when they call to me because of their disaster. Jeremiah pleads with the Lord, saying, righteous are you, O Lord, that I would plead my case with you. Why has the way of the wicked prospered? Why are all those who deal in treachery at ease? You have planted them. They have also taken root. They grow. They have even produced fruit. You are near to their lips, but far from their mind. But you know me, O Lord. You see me, O Lord. You examined my heart's attitude towards you, Lord. Drag them off like sheep for the slaughter, and set them apart on the day of carnage. How long is this land to mourn, and the vegetation of the country to wither? But the Lord does not answer Jeremiah yet. He continues to tell Jeremiah the details of what the people have done to bring upon his anger. he says to Jeremiah, go and buy yourself a linen waistband and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. And so Jeremiah obeys. And then the Lord says, take the waistband that you have bought, which is around your waist, and arise and go up to the Euphrates and hide it there in the crevice of a rock. And so Jeremiah obeys. Now many days later, the Lord says to Jeremiah, arise and go back to the Euphrates and take from there the waistband which I commanded you to hide there. And when Jeremiah goes back to the Euphrates, he digs it up, and it is rotten and it is worthless. And the Lord says, just so will I destroy the pride of Judah and the pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to listen to my word, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts and have gone after other gods to serve them and to bow down to them, let them be just like this waistband, which is totally worthless. Say to the people that every jug must be filled with wine. And when he does, the people say, we know that every jug must be filled with wine. And he says, behold, I am about to fill all the inhabitants of the land, the kings that sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness, and I will dash them against each other, declares the Lord, because they have forgotten me and have trusted in falsehood. So I myself have also stripped off their skirts, that their shame may be seen. A drought has covered the land, and when the nobles send their servants for water, they come to the cisterns and find no water there. They return with empty vessels. They've been put to shame and humiliated, and they cover their heads because the ground is cracked and there has been no rain on the land. The farmers have been put to shame. Even the doe in the field has given birth only to abandon that young looking for food and water, because there is no grass. The wild donkeys stand on the bare heights and they pant for air like jackals. Their eyes fail, for there is no vegetation. So the Lord says to Jeremiah, do not pray for the welfare of this people. When they fast, I am not going to listen to their cry, and when they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I am not going to accept them. Rather, I am going to make an end of them by the sword, famine, and pestilence. The Lord tells Jeremiah that even if Moses and Samuel were to stand before him and beg for these people, he would not change his heart towards them. He would say, send them away from my presence and let them go, those destined for death to death, those destined to the sword to the sword, those destined for famine to famine, and those destined for captivity to captivity. I will appoint four kinds of doom over them: the sword to slay, the dogs to drag off, and the birds of the sky, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will make them an object of horror among all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Now the Lord says to Jeremiah, as he's getting older, Jeremiah, you shall not take a wife for yourself, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For concerning sons and daughters born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bear them, and their fathers who beget them in the land, they will die of deadly diseases, and they will not be lamented or buried, and they will be as dung on the surface of the ground, and come to an end by sword and by famine, and their carcasses will become food for the birds of the sky and for the beasts of the earth. Both great men and small will die in this land, and they will not be buried, and they will not be lamented, nor will anyone gash himself or shave his head for them. Moreover, you shall not go into a house of feasting to sit with them and eat and drink and to party. For behold, I am going to eliminate from this place, before your eyes and in your time, the voice of rejoicing and the voice of gladness, the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. Now when you tell the people all these words, they will say to you, for what reason has the Lord declared all of this great calamity against us? And what is our iniquity, and what is our sin which we have committed against the Lord our God? And then you say to them, it is because of your forefathers. They have forsaken me, and have followed their other gods, and served them, and bowed down to them. But me they have forsaken, and have not kept my law. You too have done evil, even more than your forefathers. For behold, you are each one of you walking according to the stubbornness of your own evil heart, without even listening to me. This time I will make them know my power and my might, and they will know that my name is the Lord. The Lord goes on to tell Jeremiah that the sin of Judah is written down with an iron stylus, with a diamond point on it. It is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of the altar. And as they remember their children, so they remember their altars and their asherim by green trees on the high hills. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitants. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree that is planted by the water, that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. Take heed for yourself and do not carry any load on the Sabbath day or bring anything through the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath. You shall not bring a load out of your house on the Sabbath day nor do any work, but keep the Sabbath day holy as I commanded your forefathers. But if you do not listen to me and keep the Sabbath day holy by not carrying a load and coming in through the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem and not be quenched.